Now, do we want to warm? I was thinking we should warm this up because we have Zora on, right?
3:15.
Zora,
join us,
is this the worst loss you've ever experienced working for the Milwaukee Bucks? Is this the worst loss ever in the history of the Bucks as a team, as an organization?
That's pretty hefty.
They had beaten the Pistons, I believe, 12 times in a row.
12
Pistons,
in the regular season, 16 overall, including the playoffs.
Correct. But, and then I believe, like, how many wins did Detroit have on the season in the last six?
I think, yeah. They had the worst record in the NBA.
Right.
Well, hey.
And they beat them by
what?
The Bucks
were 17.5-point favorites, I think, too, also.
Whoa.
They come in unmotivated. That's why.
I guess, whatever you say, but still, you come unmotivated, you can still win. A lot of everybody when they play Detroit comes unmotivated.
If you can,
they stink.
No, not really.
Sure.
No.
What? 90% of the teams at home against Detroit assume they're going to win, right?
Yeah, but
they'd won six games. What was their record on the road? They probably had. If they had six wins, I'll figure they had maybe one or two road wins.
Yeah, it's only one game, but. Yeah. I don't know. You can't
and
let,
the Bucks had everybody back. That everybody playing.
Yeah, you can't let that happen. You got it. That's a leadership loss.
Is it?
It's not a talent loss.
They were 2-15 before last night.
2-15 on the road.
It's certainly not a talent loss. We know that the Bucks have the talent.
Coaching loss. I don't know who you blame.
That's a leadership loss. That's Bud and Giannis.
Bud and Giannis.
Yep.
In that order.
Their loss is on them.
So what do you do if you're playing like crap?
And their road wins are at Houston and at Toronto.
Okay, so both teams not
Giannis
as good
ain't
as
playing
the Bucks.
Like crap.
No, he had 31-10 or something like that.
Right, so he's not playing like crap, but he's got to make sure that everybody else.
Well, whenever the Bucks lose in the regular season, there's one thing you know for sure: the other team had a great night shooting threes. It's automatic. I don't know if it's that way with other teams. I bet they made like what 18 threes. Or the one kid was the kid who was it, Robinson, that had been on the team that I kind of liked, but he couldn't shoot, and so they didn't have room for him
on
the Bucks. He played for the Bucks, a little guy.
Yeah, Justin Robinson.
Oh,
yeah.
Justin Robinson.
Yeah. Came back.
Well, no, Sadiq Bey went off for big time.
Correct.
For,
Sadiq Bey's been killing.
Now that's the guy from Villanova.
Villanova. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had eight threes.
It wasn't that good at Villanova.
Not that good. No.
No, he was not that good. Not even close. Yeah, he's been going. He's been having a good year though.
Does it change my view? I said this yesterday, and I'll say it exactly the same today. The Bucks are champions. Doesn't have any.
It looked like garbage.
They did. All right.
Apparently. I didn't see it. But.
I need to find out the worst losses of the Chicago Bulls every year they won the world title. 6 years with Jordan. What was the worst loss they had? Mm-hmm. Do you think every year they had a loss as bad as this? 17.5-point favorite.
And how many did they lose by?
They lost by 10, I think. 10 or 11.
10?
They got it down.
I beat the Bulls. They're one of their championship years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you won.
They lost by 9.
Well, they lost by 9.
I was at the Heat, but
they had it down to 5.
Players. We had like 8 players only.
Yeah, but you won more than. They're going to win, what, 10 games, 12 games this year?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you guys won more than that in Miami that year. Everybody does.
Yeah, Detroit's pretty
good. The worst loss in the history of the organization.
As they say, and that's what I would say, they're still professional players.
Yes.
That's everybody's excuse. They're still professional players.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say it's a leadership loss. You got to have your coach has got to get you somehow ready to play.
Right.
He's got to put a little fear of losing into you. Not that you think you're going to lose or not you're going to buy into the fact that we could lose. But you still got to put the little fear of losing into you. You start that shoot around. If there's playing and screwing around, that shoot around. Not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
That means you're not focused.
But if every great team has at least one loss like this, we'd have to check. Then,
yeah, I mean, but
it shouldn't happen. But it does.
It should not happen.
It should not happen.
You got to focus on. You got to put the hammer down immediately. You got to play like they could beat you.
Mm-hmm.
The key in those losses is like, listen, this team probably just like you're right now saying the Bucks should know they're going to win this game.
Yeah.
Right. Detroit probably thinks they're going to lose the game.
Yep.
On the same way, right? So all you got to do is make them believe it. It takes one quarter. Start strong, pound them in the first, and it's over.
Right.
Take their heart away. They're going to have no fight after
that. The guy went crazy. Guy made 8 threes. He probably won't make 8 the rest of the season. What do you do when that happens?
Well, how many? He makes 8. Why do you let him get to 6? Why do you let him get to 4? He makes a couple. All right. He's done.
Well, I don't know. They set a couple screens. He gets a step back three. Now he's at 5.
Screens involve 2 people. So whoever sets the screen, just get up on the guy. No threes for this guy. You got to stop him.
All right. Feel free to call in if you're bothered. The First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, 1-800-990-3776. I'm not bothered. Are you bothered?
I don't like it. I'm not bothered, but
Pablo, you bothered?
No, it's one game of an 82-game season, like you always said before during the Brewers season.
Raisin
in the trail mix. Exactly.
It's a bad raisin.
Hard raisin.
Yes.
Somebody threw a cottage cheese ball in there.
I mean, I'm watching it at the end of the game, and you could see the Bucks were irritated. Now they're trying to really fire up and make some moves, and the other team got a lucky shot or two, and they
hit 18 threes, and the Bucks shot, 26% from three? So yeah.
That'll do it.
That's the part of basketball that I have not yet figured out. The game has changed, and so many games you feel like, it's all about shooting. They made threes, we didn't, we lost. We make threes, they don't, we win. And it's not as if
all of a sudden
the defense got good or bad. It's just making shots.
No, that's what it is now. Even in the college game, you don't go through the big man anymore. You don't, have big centers or whatever. You have guys that can shoot the ball. It's all about guard play, and it's about shooting the basketball
from
three.
Right, and
point guard play.
I'd like to say I can see it coming, but you can't. The Marquettes gets way behind early. They're down by 17 in the second half, and they come back, and they almost win the game. What did they do that they weren't doing early in the game?
Made shots.
Making shots.
Well, was the team they're playing any different defensively? Didn't seem like it. That's why I asked the question. It used to be in the past, I felt like you could figure out a game, and you'd say, why? Now you go, well, it's shots. But I don't know that the team that was missing them, that the defense changed. Defense was the same. They just missed him. Now they made him.
Problem is, if a guy misses a shot, you're probably like, oh, whatever. I don't think this guy can shoot. Again, you're not as on edge as far as letting guys get open looks. You're playing Detroit. You don't think they can beat you. That's where the problem starts. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset. And when you're that way at the outset of the game, guys are going to get shots because you just have no urgency to take them off of a shot.
You played them before, and I'm sure you had no.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You just don't think they can beat you.
Right.
So it's not, I don't have to get this guy's shot.
I thought that before, and we'd beaten them 12 in a row.
Correct.
Didn't hurt us before. Our attitude was no different today than it was
and that's
in
the
previous.
Problem. It's not going to hurt you most of the time.
Yeah.
But the problem is if you do it consistently, it's going to catch you. And it caught you that time.
Yeah.
You can't do it. That's why I say it's a leadership thing.
Right. I have no fear of that being a problem for the Bucks because the team takes on the character of its best player, and Giannis will not let it happen.
Yeah, it's not going to be it's going to be consistent with him. But I'm just saying you can't. Yeah, you just don't want to lose those games. That's why.
They came out slow. They got down early. Then they came back. They led by at halftime, I think, like 3 at halftime. And then they came out in the second half and just stunk.
The third quarter, I think Detroit went on like a 17-3 run to start the third quarter. Yeah.